Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Briefly talk to me about Empire AI, how it came to be with University of Buffalo, and what we should expect with it.
So this Empire AI is, as you probably have already followed news, it has been in the news for quite a few months now, is about a consortium of universities in the state of New York, the privates and the publics. So the four privates, you know, Cornell, NYU, Columbia, and RPI. So these are premier institutes, and then the flagships, the public universities in the SUNY system and CUNY. So University at Buffalo being the flagship, one of the flagships of the State University of New York. So this is a consortium of about, you know, eight universities. And this the whole idea of doing such a project, I think, came about from a realization by our leaders, you know, to be frank, and to give them due credit, you know, from the leaders of our state, who realized that artificial intelligence is truly evolving right in front of our eyes, changing the way we think, we do, you know, activities, and holds so much potential for the future that we cannot just leave it in the hands of the big tech giants who have been the drivers in the last few years. So the reason for that could be because, and would be because, you know, as a university, we are driven by intellectual curiosity and social good, and especially for a public university like ours, you know, we are truly committed, you know, to helping, you know, all the citizens of the state, and then, you know, also the world. So that's where this comes from. The way artificial intelligence is conducted today, if you will, it is based on, you know, the access to these very expensive supercomputers, the GPUs. And so unless somebody has access to these, you know, you cannot try out the new artificial intelligence algorithms and be a part of this revolution. So that's what this Empire AI is going to do for all of New York State. You know, all our students and all our faculty and researchers and the companies in New York State will have access. So this is truly an issue also of equity and democratization of access to a very powerful resource, which is going to shape our future. To answer your second part of the question as to why UB was chosen as the location for Empire AI, by the way, as you know, in order to access this computing resource, it actually doesn't matter that much whether you are in Long Island or in Central New York or in Western New York. It very much will operate like, you know, the cloud in Amazon or Google or Microsoft. But then still, you know, there is a prestige and a reputation that goes with actually being the location, you know, of Empire AI, this huge investment on the University at Buffalo campus. And the reason we believe that University at Buffalo has been chosen is because of its rich legacy of artificial intelligence for over four decades. I mean, we were doing artificial intelligence before it was so cool in the 80s and 90s. If you have been following our trajectory, you know that we actually came up with the postal automation handwriting recognition system in the 90s. And this is when AI was not considered this cool. So we have been doing AI for social good for a long time. And we have been a leader in the space, over these last three or four decades. And I think that has been recognized by, the state government and the governor's office, and which is why UB is the location. And of course, there are practical reasons as well. You know, these supercomputers draw significant amount of energy and power. And so being close to Niagara Falls and, the hydroelectric power is also definitely a huge plus.
So this actually leads me to my next question, because you're talking about the supercomputers. Now, I remember reading about before that Tesla, if I'm not mistaken, is also going to be contributing to a supercomputer. Is that supercomputer related to the Empire AI, or is that an entirely separate project of its own?
No, that is a totally different, it's different from what we are calling Empire AI, which is essentially the consortium of universities with the $400 million investment, $250 million from the governor's office, and $125 million from the privates, and $25 million from SUNY. So this is a separate initiative, but it's nice to know that Tesla is doing something similar, and it's going to be in close proximity to where Empire AI is going to find home. So yeah, it is all good, but they are not connected.
And another thing that I was seeing was that there's going to be, if I'm understanding this correctly, a new facility on the UB North campus. Is that something that's going to be built with the funds that are put aside for Empire AI, or is that something that UB would have to dip in their pockets for?
No. So yes, it will be on UB's North campus. The exact location is still being decided, and it's been going to be decided by this consortium. So UB has a place at the table, but, the private universities and others also have a say. But it is definitely going to be on UB North Campus. The exact location hasn't been zeroed in on yet. And the funds for that building comes out of the $400 million that has been kept aside by the governor.
And one more question for you. Will this be generating more local jobs, or will this be bringing in other people with more expertise from other regions?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that is, so while I told you earlier on that, it is just like accessing, let's say, the Amazon cloud, and that cloud, the computing storage and processing could be sitting anywhere in the country. But the fact that Empire AI is going to be in Buffalo, it is definitely going to be a huge draw. And we are already seeing that effect even before it is built in the students that will want to come and study at UB and be here. The faculty who, when given a choice between various universities, are going to choose Buffalo. We already saw a huge uptick in the graduate students, international students who want to come to Buffalo. And this is just based on the buzz created on Empire AI. And then talking about jobs, absolutely. Think about all the small and medium and large companies in and around our university campuses in New York. I mean, they will all have access either directly through the governance that will be decided for this resource sharing, or because of the engagement and partnership with these eight, top world-class universities. So we are expecting many, many companies to actually benefit from this access. And then there is another advantage, when you hold your own supercomputing center of the nature that is being envisioned here, is that our data is going to sit right here. So we are not going to send our data away to some cloud owned by some third party or some other company, where even if our privacy is maintained, they are still harnessing the power of the data that we have deposited over there, right? So in this case, holding everything here in New York, is going to be an advantage that the companies are going to be looking for.
Awesome. And is there anything else you would like to add about the project or maybe some future goals that you would like to discuss about?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is, you know, we are off to the races, as they say. The budget is passed. So we are moving quickly and, you know, this thing should become a reality soon. And there will be other intermediate solutions on the way while the full, you know, the building is built and so on. But it is going to go at breakneck speed. The one point I would like to add is, you know, we are envisioning this resource to be something where all of us, you know, all those who are involved in science and technology and not just science and technology, but humanities and business and so on, who can use this resource by reimagining everything that they do. So it is not just an extension of what they are doing already and just doing it faster and better and more efficiently, but completely reimagining the kinds of problems that can be attempted and the kind of challenges that can be solved. So this is really exciting for all of us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.